Welcome to Kids' Bikets, we're up to Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, the halachas of Chanukah, Sif Aleph. Here the kids, it tells us that a little history lesson during the Bayis Sheni, when Malchus Yavon was in charge, they put terrible gezeiros on us against all religious practice, and they did not let us learn Torah, do mitzvahs. They also set their hands on our money and daughters. They went into the Heichal, into the Kodesh. They broke down the walls. They were metame everything that was tar. They caused an extreme prosecution to the Jews, a tremendous oppression from the Greeks, until the Rabbeinu Shlalom had Rachmonos on us, and he saved us from them. And the Chashmonoim, the family of Chashmonai, the Kehanim Gedolim, killed out the Greeks, and they saved Klal Yisrael from their hands, and they appointed a king over Klal Yisrael from the Kehanim, and Malchus Yisrael came back for over 200 years until the Chorban Bayis Sheni. And when Klal Yisrael overpowered their Greek enemies and destroyed them, that took place on the 25th day of Kislev. That's when they went back into the Heichal, into the Beis HaMikdash, but they couldn't find any Tahor oil for the menorah. They only found one little flask of pach shemen that still had the seal of the Kohen Gadol on it, so they were able to use that for the menorah. But it was only one flask. It was only enough to light for one day, and yet those lights lasted for 8 days, which gave them enough time to press olives and to get the perfect shemen zayis zoch from them by the 8th day, so they could have it lit beyond then. So in that generation, the Chachamim were mesakein that there should be an 8-day Yom Tov, starting from the 25th day of Kislev, days of Simcha and Hallel. And every home should light candles at night at the doorway of their house, every one of the 8 nights of Chanukah, to publicize this miracle. These days are called Chanukah. What does that mean? Chanu Chavhe. They rested on the 25th day of Kislev. That's when we rested from fighting our enemies, because we had vanquished them. Additionally, on these days, we made a Chanukah Sabayis. We renewed the Beis HaMikdash after our enemies' oppressors had defiled it, had metame it. Therefore, some say that it's a mitzvah to have extra sudas, some extra meals, some Chanukah parties on Chanukah because of this Chanukah Sabayis. Plus, it was during these days that we finished building the Mishkan in the Midbar on the way out of Mitzrayim. And during these festive meals, these Chanukah Sudas, you should say over the miracles that happened to our forefathers. You could look at Josephus from Josephus Flavius for some accounts of these events. However, this mitzvah, this Suda is not considered a Sudas Mitzvah unless there are Shireis Vistishpachis, speaking Divrei Torah. The Be'er Halacha says it should not cause Bittul Torah. Moshe says that if someone is within 12 days of Avelos, he's not allowed to go to Chanukah parties, whether it's at home or in a shul. We give extra tzedakah on Chanukah because there's a segula for correcting one's flaws in his soul through this tzedakah, particularly supporting poor Torah students to take care of the Lamdei Torah. Next, we're not allowed to fast on Chanukah. However, the day before and after, one is allowed to fast and be maspid. Mr. Brewer says that it's better not to fast on Erev Chanukah. It is mutter to work on Chanukah. However, women have a minog not to work as long as the Chanukah candles are still burning at home. Mr. Brewer says that this applies for half an hour, which is the minimum amount that the candles must be lit. Women should not be makel with this minog. The reason why they took on this minog, why they're so machmer about it, even more than men when it comes to Chanukah, because men do work at this time, is because there was a tremendous gezeira against the woman in Klal Yisrael by the Greeks. They were geyser, that any girl who was engaged to be married first had to be together with the governor. So they experienced the greater miracle through this Yeshua. Plus, there's the other story about the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who is extremely beautiful, and the Melech HaTzoyer, the tyrannical king, wanted to be with her. She said that she would, and she gave him dairy dishes so that he would become very thirsty, and he gave him wine to drink, so he got drunk, he fell asleep. And when he was out cold, she cut off his head with his sword, brought his head to Yerushalayim, and when his army generals saw their king's head, they ran away with the army. And this is also the source why some people have the minhag to have dairy on Hanukkah to commemorate this nes that happened through dairy. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.